Acts 16, 1 through 10. Paul came also to Derbe and to Lystra. A disciple was there named Timothy, the son of a Jewish woman who was a believer, but his father was a Greek. He was well spoken of by the brothers at Lystra and Iconium. Paul wanted Timothy to accompany him, and he took him and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in those places, for they all knew that his father was a Greek. As they went on their way through the cities, they delivered to them for observance the decisions that had been reached by the apostles and elders who were in Jerusalem. So the churches were strengthened in the faith, and they increased in numbers daily.
And they went through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. And when they had come up to Mysia, they attempted to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. So passing by Mysia, they went down to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia was standing there, urging him and saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." And when Paul had seen the vision, immediately he sought to go into Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them.
This is the word of the Lord. And this is Matt Nolan here today with Brandon Bropez Lopez.
Howdy, howdy.
And we're reading through Acts currently. And this is one of the more complicated verses as far as how to pronounce the places where they tried to go.
So many weird places.
I think you did a great job with that.
Thanks.
Yeah, they're really hard words to pronounce. But a really interesting passage of scripture here. But what stood out to you, Bropez?
I really liked here in verse 4 how they were going into the cities and talking about the decisions that they had been reached by the apostles and elders. And just how much strength that comes from that. And I love that our church body, the elders sit and they wrestle through scripture and they decide concretely what this church believes in. And just you see even the fruit of that here in scripture in verse 5. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and they increased in numbers daily. Just how much that does to the church, knowing what they understand, what they believe in. And people really see that and they really flock to that when they know, okay, the word of God is the rock here. And I love that our church does that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the churches were strengthened in the faith. And I think our church definitely experiences that strengthening in the faith because of our elders wrestling over these things and making decisions. So,
yeah.
So grateful for them. You know, it's interesting too, right before that, you know, it mentions that that Timothy was circumcised.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun.
Yeah, circumcised because of the Jews who are in those places. And, you know, it kind of reminded me of that verse that said in 1 Corinthians 9, that says, "To the Jews I became a Jew in order to win the Jews."
Mm-hmm.
You know, this was kind of like they did this for missionary purposes, really, so that they could connect and really minister to the Jews in these areas. And then they go about sharing exactly what you just mentioned.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
So, yeah. Talk about a little bit about what you noticed in those next couple of verses about the leading of the Holy Spirit. I thought that was an interesting thing too.
Yeah. This part really stood out to me here in verse 6, how they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. I just imagine, you know, he's writing this and you know, this is obviously years later. He's thinking back and saying, okay, that was obviously God's hand showing me not to go that way. But just in the moment, we never quite understand why things are happening. I don't think we quickly, you know, go to, oh, it's the Holy Spirit not leading me that way. We're frustrated where things are going wrong. So I was just, you know, in my head, just playing the story and imagining them, things are happening, you know, just weird things that were causing them not to be able to go that way. And in the moment, that's always frustrating when things aren't going our way that we think they're supposed to. But looking back on them, that's when we understand like, oh, that's the Holy Spirit nudging and leading us into a different direction. And obviously here, he was leading them over to Macedonia. So just how, just watching God and, you know, being a little bit more present in the current circumstances and wondering, is this God pushing me into a different direction? I think is always a good posture to have.
Yeah. Verse 6 says they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit. Verse 7, the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them.
Mm-hmm.
But then in verse 9, a vision appeared.
Yeah. It's like, he's like, no, here you go.
Clearly the Holy Spirit's telling us to go, but a vision appears. Well, great insights and what we can learn from God's word here. So for Bropez, I'm Matt Nolan. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening to Our Daily Rhythm. I'm Jason Dees, one of the pastors of Christ Covenant, and Our Daily Rhythm is a ministry of our church designed to help you more faithfully and effectively meditate on God's Word. If you ever have a question for us about one of our Bible readings or one of your own Bible readings, please don't hesitate to text us at 404-465-1737. Again, that's 404-465-1737. Or email me directly at jason@christcovenant.com. We'll meet you again tomorrow for our Daily Rhythm.